everyone. Okay, here we are live. I apologize that we are a little bit late, but we're having some technical issues and hopefully it's all going to go well. I know I have Lana on the line here, but we are still experiencing some computer glitches here. So hello, everyone. Put in the chat where you are joining us from. I know if any of you are still with us, if you've come back, put in the chat the comments. Oops. Well, I think I just lost her. We'll have to wait and see if she comes back. But Lana's been having some trouble with her Wi-Fi and computer. And so let's just pray. God, we just pray for just a host of heaven. We just commission you to fix whatever the problems are and allow Lana to come back and be able to speak that what you have her to share. We just come against any assignment of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for your word going forth. We thank you for your promises. And I just want to say thank you for everyone for being patient right now. If you would continue to pray that we'll be able to get Lana back on the line, but she is having some weird viruses on her computer today and her Wi-Fi has been going crazy. So let me know where you're joining me from as I wait for her to come back. I literally just had her before I went live and now she's gone. So let me know where you're joining from if you're on the line, those of you who are watching. And if you do have any questions or comments for Lana as we get going here, then just put them down below as well and we'll get to them as we can. All right. So yeah, one of the things that I wanted to do today is have you have a chance to listen to some of the things that God has been speaking to Lana about this new era, as I'm sure many people are. You know, there's a lot of confusion around what's going on right now. And not to say we have all the answers here, but I think it's important for us to collectively hear the word of the Lord as he speaks to different prophets. And during this time, I've been showcasing some prophetic voices, some women who have been really hearing what God is saying right now, but also using their voice to be a influence in this time. So I'm just going to send a quick email here, but let me know where you're joining from and just maybe give me your name. If I don't see your name, it's because you haven't given StreamYard permission yet. So I can see that I'm live. All right. Well, I'm hoping Lana's going to come back. I'm going to send another quick email here to make sure everything is good. But I know they were having some difficulty. So we'll just see what happens here. All right, Lord, we just thank you. Isn't this what happens? All right. So, well, you know, this is not anything new. The enemy doesn't want God's people to be using their voice. We see this right now in our world. There's so many things happening. I just want to share with you something that the Lord has really put on my heart in the last number of months out of Psalm 68. And I've shared this before, if you've heard before, but Psalm 68, especially in the Passion Translation version of the Bible, it says in Psalm 68, verse, oh, here she is back again. Okay, let's see if we can get this going. Hi, Lana.
Hi.
We got you back.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, crazy.
Yes, technology is wonderful when it works. We thank God for this, and we're just going to persevere through so that we know that, you know, nothing is going to stop us when we got to, when we're on a mission here. Oh, she's frozen again. All right. There she is. Okay, you're back. All right, we'll just persevere through. Let me know if I can just, you got your headphones on? Oh, you don't need them. Oh, you can put them on? Okay. Yeah, maybe better because I can't hear you. No. Let me just see.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, oh, yes. Okay, perfect. Let me just turn up the volume. Awesome. Well, welcome, Lana. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for persevering. And we just pray that this, you know, continues and we'll just ride with it, whatever happens today.
Yeah. So for
those of you who don't know Lana, which I'm sure most of you are viewing in today do know Lana, and I know this is a different time than we normally come live, but thank you for joining us and thank you for joining on the replay as well. Feel free to put in the comments any questions or comments or where you join us from, both in YouTube and Facebook. Lana comes to us from Australia, so she's in Adelaide, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. And she's a mom, she's a wife, a mother of two, and God has raised her up over the years to be a prophetic voice to the nations and a teacher. And you can read more about her as I posted in the description for this live. But I wanted to invite Lana on today because of how God has been using you to really speak to the nations and really particularly to speak about the times and seasons we live in. So welcome, Lana.
Thank you so much. Oh, sorry. Oh, my husband. I'm so sorry. He's left his phone here.
Oh, it's all right.
It's all right. It's all happening today and I can't turn it off.
It's okay. This is real life.
Oh, my gosh.
She's in the morning. We're in the evening here.
Yes.
Anything can happen.
Yes. Oh, I can't turn it off. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
There we go. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So just as we, what I wanted to start off with, Lana, is just to give people an idea of, because one of the things that I've noticed about you as I've followed you, Lana, is that you have a lot of words that you're putting out.
Yes.
It seems like every day, but maybe not. Maybe they're reposted. So I'm like, whoa, this girl is just like download after download. And I just wonder if you could share with people how this all started for you in terms of how you began to just hear the voice of the Lord, but also began to publicly and over the airwaves and just begin to share some of these prophetic words that you're receiving. Mm-hmm. Like, how did all this start for you?
Yeah, it was a really interesting journey. You know, I always say that I believe that the Lord gave me a really supernatural hunger to hear his voice from the moment I got saved. Like, I literally got saved and then I was filled with this incredible hunger to hear from God. Like, I say it all the time, I would have climbed the highest mountain and gone to the ends of the earth just to hear his voice. Mm. And so the moment I got saved, I started reading the word, and it said in John 10:27 that my sheep hear my voice and they know me and they follow me. And I sat before the Lord and I said, well, that doesn't say, Lord, if I've got it all together, if I have a certain platform, if it looks a certain way, then I'll hear your voice. It says, if I'm yours, if I'm your sheep, then I'm following you, I'll hear your voice. And so I took that, as Bob Jones used to say, to the bank. I would take that promise to the bank and say, okay, Lord, that's mine. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I began to position myself every day. Practically, it looked like I would sit in my room as a 16-year-old new believer, and I would say to the Lord, if I have this place of encounter where I can hear what the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is speaking, if I have been invited through the death and resurrection of Jesus into this place of intimacy, then I want all of it. So, Lord, I'm going to come to you with the things that are on my heart and my prayers and all of those things, but I don't want my time with you to be filled with my shopping list. I'm like, Lord, I need to hear your voice. And I began to... I guess, ask the Lord two questions. Lord, what's on your heart today and what are you dreaming about? And that came, a place of encounter where I began to hear the voice of the Lord for my own life. I remember the morning where I heard the three words that changed my life: I love you. And, and in a moment, I felt like I was fully awake and fully alive and full of purpose, and I knew what I was, like who I was finally. And so it really for me was just a many years of positioning in that way. Okay, Lord, I want to hear. What are you saying? Lord, I'm opening the word. I want you to speak. And it was interesting because I was trained by the Holy Spirit. I was in a beautiful church at the time, and they helped me so much in my journey developing leadership and my knowledge of the word, but they weren't flowing in the prophetic. And so I was very much starting to have what I now understand as prophetic encounters, but I had no grid to really understand what was happening. And so the Lord really was my teacher for many years, and really taught me that place of, okay, Lana, so if I'm speaking, then not only do you hear my voice, but I want you to wait until you have my heart. And then when you have my heart, then release what you're hearing. And I think that was really important for me, because until I had a revelation of the love of God, I would be prophesying in a way that was accurate, but I would prophesy without the love of God. Like, I'd be like, okay, I'm seeing that the church needs to align, so pull up your boots and get in line. Yeah. And my language was very strong. And so the Lord really took me on a journey of, okay, Lana, so steward the gifting that I've placed in your hand, that place of, you know, small beginnings. It doesn't matter. Like, you just be obedient to what I've asked you to do. And so I just all the time would sit at my computer, and the Lord would say, right. So I would sit and I would wait for an encounter with the heart of God for whoever I was prophesying to, and then I just began to release what I was hearing.
Wow. I love that. I love that, because that's so true, because when we have the heart of God, not only do we see the person differently or see the situation, you know, from his perspective, it's not just words, but how we communicate that is so different too.
Yeah. And I found that really interesting, that, you know, we can actually prophesy in a way that is the Lord, but do we have the articulation of his heart? Like, do we have the articulation of heaven? Like, we can see and we can hear, but, you know, I've had times over the years, and the Lord has corrected me, where many years ago I was writing a prophetic word and the Lord said to me, stop. And I said, why, Lord? This, I know this word is from you. He said, yes, but your heart is full of frustration. He's like, so until your heart comes to the place of love, back to that place, he's like, don't release the word. And so that's really been a moment where I check my heart often when I sit with the Lord. Okay, Lord, you know, I'm inviting you to come. If there's anything in my heart before I release this word, I want you to bring it to the surface, because I don't want to be one that prophesies out of frustration, or, you know, prophesies without the articulation of heaven and the heart of the Lord.
That is so good. Wow. I was just remembering, because my journey was a little bit similar in terms of where I started with the Lord. It was when I was 15 and I read the Bible for the first time in my life, and didn't have any grid in terms of Christianity. And it wasn't until years later, after I met some Christians, born-again Christians, that I could put language to some of the experiences that the Holy Spirit had brought me through in those early years. So, you know, the Holy Spirit is such a beautiful teacher if we're willing to sit and listen. So I want the people to hear this, because it's like, we see you, but what you just said, it's taken years for you to really grow in that place of, I'm sure, not only hearing and discerning, but also discerning what you hear in terms of timing as well. Like the timing of releasing things.
Yeah, and that's been a big journey as well, I think, learning not everything that the Lord shares is to be shared. And I used to be the Joseph girl. I was the girl when after I got saved and I started having all these encounters and, you know, I would dream things at night and the next morning they'd manifest in the natural and I'd be, this is amazing. And so I'd run around and tell everybody and then I'd run around and tell people prophetic words that I had been hearing, but the timing wasn't right. And so people would look at me and go, have you got three heads? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, that's not right. And so it really took, from the moment I got saved, a year later, the Lord spoke to me that he was going to use me as a prophetic voice. I thought I was going to go to the nations the next day, right? I'm like, my suitcase is ready.
Here I am, God.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll go. And 20 something years later, the Lord began to slowly start to release me into a greater fullness. And all of those years was the Lord working on my character, my heart, you know, integrity, teaching me about humility, teaching me about the secret place and teaching me about timing and being in that place that says, okay, Lord, this is the word that I'm hearing, but Lord, I want to move and release this word on your timing. So I always wait for confirmation. I will always, when I receive a word from the Lord, I will say to the Lord, God, you know, you give me a dream or I have a group of people that I will check prophetic words with if they're larger, kind of weightier words. I'm like, Lord, I'm waiting for that confirmation of timing. And I'll wait for the Holy Spirit to say, okay, now, right now, release it. Because I used to be the one that would run ahead and just release and post. And yeah.
You know, and that was a question I was going to ask you next, but you went right into it in terms of that process of discerning that, you know, testing it out, so to speak, as to is this God or is this the right time or is this something that is supposed to be even shared? So I love that. That you have built in within your life those checks and balances or those confirmations so that you, that's your accountability, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I've released quite a few heavier words lately, like more kind of words of alignment and quite corrective words. And I've received those words and I've said to the Lord, okay, you know, I'm waiting for a confirmation. Because the thing I want people to understand, I always encourage people with this, is the Lord is so kind that he wants to confirm his word. Like he will just keep confirming and keep confirming. And so often when I'm teaching the prophetic and how to discern, is this word the Lord? Is it me? Is it the enemy? Like, what is it? Always to be intentionally asking the Lord for confirmation and looking for it. Because he really is very kind. If he wants a word to go out, if he wants you to step in one direction, he's going to keep confirming, you know, through his word. He'll never go outside his word. But even these heavier words, Patricia King has been such a gift to me. You know, I will send a word to her and I'll say, okay, look, this is what I'm receiving. And she will come back and say, okay, that's great. Or no, like maybe sit on that, wait some more. Your articulation needs to be a little bit better or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really healthy, safe place, along with kind of the checks of, okay, Holy Spirit, is this alongside your word? Lord, I'm looking for the confirmations, and then having those people in your life that you can go, okay, can you check this for me?
Yeah, and that's beautiful, and that's very biblical. You know, it talks about people, the prophets prophesying and the others test the word. And so I think that's even across the world, we can do that. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Cause I think that's really, especially in the time we live right now, when there's so much, so many things happening and so many voices and so many things can really bring a lot of confusion to people to just to hear that from you. I mean, for the first thing I think about when I hear you saying that is that develops a lot of patience, a lot of humility, a lot of really it's not about us, right? It's not about us. And so being able to pull back and say, okay, God, I'm just a vessel. And so I just want to commend you and honor you for that, for allowing the Holy Spirit to develop those aspects of your character, that you can be patient, that you can, you know what? Just close your mouth when you need to, right? Because that's, I think that's part of the battle, especially as I will say prophetic people. Sometimes it can be, I have this word, so I got to give it. And that's not always the case. So I just want to commend you for that. And I honor you for that, because because it sets an example. It really sets a high standard.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And so one of the things that I've seen a lot in, and of course, because one of the areas that God has really given me a passion for is really helping women to find their voice. That's been my story, and I won't go into that, but it's on my radar when I hear those prophetic words because of the things that God's been speaking to me. And I've heard a lot of words from you and from other prophets, actually, the prophetic people like Charlie Champ and Kim Moss and a few others, in terms of a whole thing that God is doing with women in this season. I wonder if you could comment on that or share some of that you have sensed.
Yeah. For the last couple of years, the Lord has really been speaking to me about women and women taking their place in the earth and in the body of Christ. And it began, I haven't got my journal in front of me, but it was probably a couple of years ago. And the Lord began to speak to me through the movie Wonder Woman. I know that probably sounds crazy, but the Lord said to me, you know, Lana, I am bringing my daughters into a greater place of wonder, the awe and majesty of who I am, the revelation of my glory. And in that place, I am raising up the warrior within them. And so that began this journey for me of like, oh, Lord, yes. Like I just, you know, I have a Wonder Woman picture on my wall. Like it just reminds me of that place of faith and courage and not being afraid and not backing down. And there's one scene in the movie where she runs towards the enemy, like the enemy's, you know, trying to knock her down, and she's just running, absolute no fear. And so the Lord was speaking to me about in the new era that was going to come, that women were going to begin to arise in the earth with a fearlessness and a boldness that they've never walked in before. And so now we're here in this new era. And in the last couple of months, I've had a very strong burden for women and the daughters of God. And the Lord began to speak to me that right now that the daughters of God are at a threshold. I mean, the whole body of Christ is at a threshold, but there is a moment right now where there are many in the body of Christ who the Lord has placed a vision within them. Some have started the vision, some haven't, but this is the moment the Lord showed me where there are movements being birthed, and that actually the warfare and the opposition and different things that many have been facing in this hour is because of the movement that God is wanting to birth through the daughters of God. And I keep seeing this all the time, that I keep seeing muzzles being removed off mouths and the Lord breaking ceilings over the daughters of God, that there has been such an intimidation, a spirit of intimidation that has come against the daughters of God, that has said, you know what, you can't do that, or, you know, you're not gifted enough, or your platform's not as big as the person next to you. All of these lies and intimidation, because women, I believe, in this new era, there is a real, how do I want to say this? There is an anointing, I believe, that is coming upon the daughters of God in this hour to really begin to pioneer and to occupy the ground in a way that we haven't before. And I think that this level of opposition that many are facing is because the enemy is terrified of the daughters of God taking their place and saying, no, this is who I am, you know, and I am a powerful woman of God, whether I am, you know, sitting on the floor, you know, reading a book to my children, or I'm out in the marketplace, or I'm serving coffee in a coffee shop. Like, this is the hour for Esther 4:14, you know, for such a time as this. And I want to release this because I feel this very strongly, that there may be some of you that are watching where you may be feeling like, okay, I've been waiting such a long time, and I feel like I've kind of gone through process after process and battle after battle, and no matter what I do, I can't seem to break through. I just want to release over you. I keep hearing that Esther 4:14, that this has been an hour of preparation, but this is the hour where God is going to position you into your destiny. And a few weeks ago, I had a word from the Lord, and he said to me, Lana, release a word that the next step tell my daughters to take the next step, because the next step is to do with their destiny. And so I want to release that over you all right now, that there is a birthing moment of destiny upon you, where the clarity of the Holy Spirit and what he has called you to is going to begin to be concreted in a way that you haven't experienced before. And the provision that you need is going to come in every direction. The Lord is sending the camels with everything that you need to build the vision that he has for you. And I want to encourage you with this. Please don't be afraid to run with the word of the Lord, because this is the hour where you may feel like you're running against the grain. You may feel like you're like Noah and you're building an ark and everyone's going, you're crazy. Why are you building that? As you move on the word of the Lord, the favor that is going to come upon you will be unprecedented. It will be like you have, like your world will change in 24 hours because the hand of the Lord has moved upon your obedience. So, I just feel like it's a really important hour right now for women.
Yeah, I just really felt something on that when you were talking. We receive that, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, that is so good. It totally confirms a lot of what God has been speaking to me, and so I just get excited when I heard those words. And I really believe that the struggle, that's part of the struggle that's going on with women right now, is because of the birthing. And so those of you who are listening to this, just take it, say, I receive it, God. I receive it. I receive all that you have for me. I choose to walk in the fullness. Take that muzzle off your mouth and begin to just speak. I have a question here, Lana. I'm just going to put it up from someone. Okay, we're going to put it up here, this one. From Ignite Me Now. Yeah. So this is, when you know what your gift is, and for me, I'm very clear on my gift. However, I've been praying and sitting quietly with God the past few months to ask for guidance on what to do with my business. And okay, another one here. Feel lack of clarity and direction. How do you tap in when it feels like nothing is coming through? So do you mean, how do you tap into the clarity when and feel like nothing comes through? Have you ever had those experiences when you just feel like God is not, like you just gain nothing? Oh, are you frozen, Lana? Oh no.
You froze and then I froze.
All right, here we are. Okay. So I think what she's asking is, when you're seeking and trying to get clarity but you're not hearing, what do you do? How do you tap in?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. I want to encourage you firstly right now, just with where we are at in the body of Christ right now and in the earth. There is a lot, I'm probably preaching to the choir, but there is a lot of confusion. There's a lot of static and a lot of just not great stuff going on in the atmosphere. So if you are in that place where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't hear properly, and there's this lack of clarity, I just want to say this, like, it's not on you. I think that the enemy lately has been really coming against many in the body of Christ and saying, you've done something wrong and this is why you can't hear. Yes, there's a place, check your heart. Have you, you know, obeyed the last thing the Lord told you? But I just, when I read that question straight away, I just heard the words, like, it's not you. And so I want to encourage you with that first and foremost. Secondly, when that happens with me, I just literally will sit and I will worship. I will worship and I will pray in the spirit. And do you know what? Sometimes I go for weeks where I cannot press through. There's just this lack of clarity. It feels like there's a confusion around my head. Like I can't get through, but I will not change my position. I will not change my yes. I will not change my intentionality. So I will sit, I will worship, and I will pray in the spirit, and I will remain in the word. And so that is my place, I guess, my posture of remaining in the place of, Lord, I'm not going to come down to the ground, in the sense of, you know, I'm seated in heavenly places. So there is a lack of clarity. There's a confusion. There's all of these things that I know are not you. So Lord, I'm going to anchor myself back in the place that I know is you. So I will worship, pray in the spirit, read the word, and I will get other people to pray for me as well. Okay. Hey guys, I think there's something going on here. I can't hear. I'm struggling. Will you surround me and kind of hold my arms up? And I think that's really important too. But yeah, that's my like that's my place of positioning.
Nice positioning. I love that. Again, it comes back to that whole aspect of the character of just being willing to wait, right? Being willing to kind of press in. Wait, when I say wait, like sometimes I don't like saying that word because a lot of times it means a passive thing to people. And I think that a lot of times we can be too passive. But, you know, it's like pressing in. There's times for us to be waiting in a, you know, non-actively doing stuff. But at the same time, there's times for us to wait, but pressing in and just waiting and going after it. Like you talked about a hunger. So I love that you just said there is I think we give up too easily. We give up too quickly and we let the enemy come in and say, oh, well, yeah. Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think as well, like when the enemy lands on you with a thought of like, oh, I've done something wrong or oh, this is too hard. As soon as we agree with that, it begins the spiral. You know, we start to go like you feel heavier and the confusion can get heavier and oh, I just can't hear and I can't press through. And so, you know, I know it sounds simple, but it's this place of God, I'm not moving my eyes from you. Like I'm not going to move my eyes from your gaze. Like if faith for me in this moment where I can't hear and I don't have the direction that I need for, you know, whatever it is, the area of my life, like I am not going to move. Like faith for me looks like right now staying here in your faithfulness, knowing that when I need to know, you're going to break through. Because I'm being intentional in my faith. I'm not sitting back and going, well, that's it, I just give up. And he's kind. He will speak, yeah. You know, even in those moments where we go, I give up, and he throws the towel back at us and says, wipe your forehead, get back up again.
You're right.
Yeah. But I think, you know, just those moments of going, no, this is who I know the Lord to be. You know, this is what I know. I know he's faithful. I know he's kind. And one other thing I do actually is I will remember my history with God. I will go back and I'll say, Lord, you know what? 6 months ago, I was in the same place and I couldn't hear and I needed direction. And, oh, Lord, I remember when you broke through. Mm-hmm. And I remember when your word came. So thank you, Lord. So I think it's a place of being very intentional in our heart position of remaining in faith. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just wanted to share this scripture because as you were speaking, it reminded me of it. This is something that the Lord spoke to me back in the beginning of the year, Psalm 68, and it's in the Passion Translation. And so I'm just in the words, this is Psalm 68, verse 29. It says, Lord, your miracles have made us who we are. Lord, mm-hmm. Do it again.
Oh, I love it.
It's like remembering what you just said there, remembering what God has already spoken, done, how he has met us, yeah. Who he is, who he's shown himself to be in our life that has made us who we are today. And Lord, not only do it again in our life, but do it again in other yeah. people's lives. The miracles that you have, and the fact that we're alive on the earth today is a miracle in and of itself. Yeah. So I love that because it's like calling to remembrance what is true, of God, what you already have experienced of who he is or what you know to be true, and then trust him to show up and to meet you in that place yeah. that we're intending for.
Yeah, and I think as well, like it's really important in those moments to what comes out of my mouth. So, you know, the Lord has for many years been very intentional with me and said to me, you know, Lana, don't throw away careless words because mm-hmm. I would say things like, oh, I just can't hear God anymore. I don't know what's going on. I just can't hear God anymore. Mm-hmm. And the Lord would whisper to me and he'd say, is that what John 10:27 says? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry, Lord. Yes, I can hear the voice of God. Good. And so I will speak words of life over myself in that moment. So even if I'm feeling confusion, there's no direction and different things, I'm like, thank you, Lord, that, you know, because of the death and resurrection of Jesus, that I can hear your voice. Thank you, Lord, that I have the mind of Christ. Because if we're dealing with something that is demonic, something from the second heaven, mm-hmm. you know, your decrees and your faith are going to push those things back. If it's an emotional thing and it's your heart and you're feeling swirly and confused, as you decree the words of faith, you're going to begin to be encouraged. You're going to strengthen yourself in the Lord. And so I think it's just important as well in those moments, what am I speaking? What am I prophesying over myself? in this moment where I'm trying to tap in and press through the confusion and the lack of clarity.
That's so good. That's so good. So Lana, just in the last part of our time together, because I don't want to keep you too long. It's just so good so far. But I know that you've written a book. You've written several books, but one of the more recent ones that you've done in 2020 is on this new era, or what God is speaking to you about this new era. I'm wondering if you could just share a little bit about what it is, you know, that God has been speaking to you about this time and season, and then we can let people know where they can pick up your book.
Sure. Thank you. Well, really, this began for me quite a few years ago. I had a dream, and the Lord said to me, Lana, it's not the end of a season. It's the end of an era. And he kept repeating it all night long for however long I slept. And I woke up and I thought, wow, Lord, are we in the end of a season now? And he said, no, it's coming. He said, but when the new era comes, he said, it will be a new era. He said, everything will be different. It will require my people to be positioned and really position themselves in humility to learn my ways, because that I'm going to move in ways that are unprecedented and ways that have never been seen before. And if you don't know my heart, you might miss my move. And that really shook me, because in a good way, in the fear of the Lord, I said, wow, Lord, okay, God, I come back to that place again. Teach me, Holy Spirit, you know, show me your ways, Lord, that I may know you. What if you show up like and speak through a donkey? Like, let me know you so well that I'll recognize your voice if you show up in a package that is unexpected. Mm-hmm. So we fast forward to now, we're in this new era, and the Lord spoke to me to write this book. I hear the Lord say new era. And this book really is a compilation of keys that God has given me. Not all of them, you know, I only have a piece of the puzzle, but for this era, I believe the King of Glory is coming. I believe that we are about to be reintroduced to the majesty of God, the awe and wonder of God, the power of God in a way that we have never seen before. You know, I don't say those words lightly, but I truly believe we are entering into a time where we are going to see the manifested power of God demonstrated in the church and in the earth in unprecedented ways. The glory is coming, the harvest is coming, but I believe right now that the Lord is shaking everything that can be shaken, and he's purifying the church. And he said to me a couple of weeks ago, Lana, I'm steam cleaning the church. And when he said that, I thought, wow, like a steam clean? I've moved a lot of houses, so I know what it's like to steam clean carpets. That's a deep clean, and everything comes up at once and everything comes out at once. And so the Lord said to me, this is an hour to be to make yourself ready. It's an hour to be found as a wise virgin, you know, that has her lamp full of oil, that place of intimacy. Because as we move further forward in this new era, we have to know the ways of God, and also be so close to him that we are hearing his wisdom. Because this is an hour to build and to occupy and to prepare for what is coming, for the King of Glory. So I can't build like I built yesterday. It wasn't that yesterday's blueprint was wrong. It was for yesterday. Isaiah 43:19 says, you know, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Do you now not perceive it? Now it springs forth. So here we are in a new era. I believe we are going to see prophetic solutionists rise in the earth like we've never seen. We're going to see divine innovation, the power of decree, the people of God rising up in a level of wisdom of God and going out into the nations to bring solution and to really, you know, herald the name of Jesus. But I think right now it's really important that we're in that place like David that says, Lord, I'm inviting you to come in the light of your presence. Examine my heart. If there's any wicked way within me, you know, God, I repent. This hour right now of repentance is really key in our positioning to be able to carry the glory, because the Lord's glory isn't going to just rest anywhere. He's looking for those who are his friends. He's looking for those who want his heart, who want to steward with and build the way that he wants to build. And as we align like that, we're going to see absolutely unprecedented moves of the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Wow. So that would be in preparation that how what you're saying is in preparation, how we can posture ourselves is to really seek that intimate place with the Lord.
Yeah. So I think right now the key really is the place of humility, the place of repentance, the place of just re-examining, not navel gazing and going, oh, I'm going to look in, but inviting the Holy Spirit and saying, Lord, what's your blueprint for my life in this season? Lord, what does my ministry look like? Like what is heaven's blueprint right now? What is your wisdom? And allowing the Holy Spirit that space to say, okay, you know, this area here, let's tweak that a little bit. Or, hey, let's add another room to the, you know, whatever it is that the Lord is wanting to do. I think that we have to be embracing the fire of the Holy Spirit right now to allow him to purify, to purge, to refine so that we can carry the increase that's coming. Because he's a good father and he doesn't want, he wants us to be able to hold what he wants to pour out. So if there's any holes or cracks or hidden things or whatever, he wants those things healed and he wants the foundations to be strong so that we can carry his glory and we can partner with him in the greatest move of the Holy Spirit on the earth. So, yeah, I'm heralding that message right now. Guys, get into the secret place and in that place of, you know, humility and be asking the question, Lord, what's the new wineskin? What's the new blueprint for me? Is there anything you need to recalibrate in my life? Is there any areas I need to repent and come back into alignment? And in that place, that's the preparation, I believe, for us to move into what is going to be an amazing move of God in the earth.
That's so good. So I was just thinking about, okay, my thought just went from my, as I'm listening, I'm kind of going off in different directions here. Okay, what was that? So, okay, let me get it back here. Two things. One is, I was just remembering that I wanted to make sure that we tell our listeners, because I had said that we were going to tell them the area that you didn't want, the very thing you didn't want to do is what God made you do.
Yes. Oh, I've learned a lesson now. Don't ever say to the Lord, I don't want to, or I'm never going to. Yeah, I said to the Lord, I will go anywhere. I will do anything for you, but I will not do media. I will not sit in front of a camera. I don't want to be on a television screen. I'll do anything else, just not media. Because I was petrified. I was so afraid of doing media and, oh, my gosh, am I going to be awkward? And it just scares me. I don't want to do it. But also there was a level of opposition because the enemy knew that was part of my call and my anointing. And so he came in such a way to bring such an oppressive fear over my life that I would avoid, like, even I'd be in churches and the cameras would swing and I would be the one like down like this trying to avoid like even the camera going across the congregation because I was petrified. But I came to a place of surrender. I just said, all right, God, you know what? I started having dreams about ministering on television and being in front of a camera and I was still terrified. But I said, Lord, if that's where you're going to send me, then okay, like I'll go. And he spoke to me. He said, Lana, he said, that area where the enemy has tried to keep you like in such incredible fear and you haven't wanted to do it, that's one of the areas where you're going to see the greatest move of my spirit, the greatest favor, the greatest anointing. He's like, and I won't send you in without my grace and my empowerment. You know, for you to do it. And so I've been, you know, in places and you know, television stuff where before I get on, I am praying every emergency prayer that you can think of. Like, Jesus, help in every way, please. And as soon as I would sit down, the peace of God would come on me. I would open my mouth and this flood would just come out of my mouth. And as I'm speaking, my mind's going, that's not me. I can't believe, like, this is amazing. It's the Lord. And so, yeah, for me, it was recognizing that not only that area I didn't want to do, but there was a significant assignment of the enemy on that area because of the word of the Lord. Yeah.
That's a really good connection piece there. And the other part of that is just okay, trusting God is to step out and having the boldness. So thank you for sharing that, because I'm sure that's going to encourage some people where you feel like the great resistance, that might be the area of your greatest place of influence that God wants to use you. Yeah. So just press in and ask God for that. And just as we close here, I'm wondering if you can pray for and just release a whatever you want to release over women who may be feeling like they have been muzzled or they still feel held back in some way, but where God is calling them to, with boldness and wisdom, and but to speak and to be a voice for him on the earth. I'm wondering if you can just speak a word over them and as we close out.
Yeah. All righty. Let's pray. Mm-hmm. Oh, Father, we love you. We thank you for who you are, God. We just give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your kindness and your love. And Lord, I pray right now, Lord, for every daughter of God, every ear, every eye that will be listening and that's watching, Lord. And right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just take authority over that assignment of the enemy that is trying to put a muzzle over the mouths of the daughters of God. And I just say no more. In Jesus' name, no more in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that there is such an anointing. I see it so strongly now. Lord, there is such an anointing on the voice of the daughters of God in this hour. I thank you, Lord, that this is the hour where their voices need to be heard. Lord, I right now just break any, I just see an assignment of the enemy coming against many, and the word I'm seeing is insignificance, that the enemy's coming and saying, you're not significant. What your message isn't significant. Somebody else is already saying it. Lord, I break that right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for encounters with you, Jesus, where you are going to release such deeper revelation, Lord, of what they are called to, Lord, their message for the hour. Lord, that there has been a battle over the message that they carry. Lord, that I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would increase the fire within them. Lord, the fire that they carry, Lord, that it will continue to burn and increase so strongly, Lord, that they won't even be able to help but speak of what you have placed within them. Lord, I thank you for boldness and courage that is falling upon them in this hour. Lord, that as they stand up and say, yes, Lord, I will follow you, Lord, I thank you for the supernatural courage that is coming upon them, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you for deliverance, Lord. I hear the sound of chains breaking. Yes. Lord, I thank you that I just see long-standing battles, that the Lord is breaking the long-standing battles in this hour, that those Goliaths that have refused to bow, they are going to bow in the name of Jesus. And there is a gift of faith that I'm seeing the Lord is releasing over many daughters of God in this hour, a roar that is going to come out of your mouth that says, who do you think you are, you uncircumcised Philistine, to come against the Lord God? And I thank you for that fire, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for wisdom. I thank you for encounters in the night hour, Lord God. I release an impartation for prophetic dreams in the night, Lord, where you will release greater strategy of what you're saying. Lord, you will release specifics of wisdom of how to build and how to move with you in this hour. So, Father, we praise you, and I thank you so much that this is an hour of destiny, Lord, for the daughters of God. Lord, I just speak the birthing to continue in the name of Jesus. There's no delay in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for a healthy and a speedy birth. Lord, and the movement, I'm just seeing this, that the enemy's been trying to grab your feet. He's been trying to hold back the movement, you taking ground. This is the hour where I believe the Lord is saying you are occupying the land. Get ready to occupy the land and to really move in greater increase and momentum, empowerment of the Spirit with the Lord. So, God, I praise you and I thank you for these beautiful daughters of God, Lord. May peace just fall upon them right now, Lord God. Any of them that have been experiencing that confusion, that spirit of heaviness and that oppression the enemy is trying to place upon them, Lord, I thank you, God, that we have the garment of praise, Lord, for the spirit of heaviness, Lord. So we just praise you today, Lord God, and we thank you that heaviness is breaking and supernatural joy is being release right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. And I just hear the scripture in Daniel says, those who know their God will be strong and do great exploits and boldness. I just declare boldness over his daughters tonight. So thank you so much, Lana. What a treat. What a blessing.
Oh, it's been such a joy to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you for those of you who are joining us tonight. And for those watching the replay, be sure and put any comments or questions for Lana as well. I'm sure she'll pick them up if you tag her. Bless you, everyone. We'll see you again and bless you and have a great day, Lana.
You too. Bless you.
Bye.
Bye.